The Philadelphia School District faces a $440 million budget shortfall. It needs almost half that amount merely to open schools next year with this year's bare-bones, doomsday level of services. Despite reaching out to the city, the state, and its labor unions for months, the district still can't count on any additional revenues to make up that gap. In an effort to amplify that message, the School Reform Commission last night defied the city charter by refusing to adopt a budget for the upcoming school year.
As a manager, I must present a budget. As an educational leader, I cannot recommend that we endorse this budget at this time.
We've had the revenue request in for, 2 months now. We have heard nothing. And so therefore, unfortunately, I'm again having to present to you ways to, quote, just balance the budget without knowing these additional answers.
Rather than adopting a Doomsday 2 budget and giving anyone the impression that the cuts it contains are feasible or acceptable, we are not going to act on the budget tonight, consistent with Dr. Hite's recommendation.
That was, in order, Superintendent William Hite, District Chief Financial Officer Matt Stansky, and SRC Chairman Bill Green. Let's learn more about the SRC's decision with WHYY education reporter Kevin McCurry. And Kevin, how bad are school officials saying those cuts could get?
So like you said, Dave, the district wants an additional $440 million, but it needs $216 just to get back to this year's levels. The district's worst-case scenario assumes that it will get at least $120 million from the city's extension of the 1% sales tax. But even with that, assuming no other funding is added, the results would be disastrous for the children of Philadelphia. 800 teachers would be laid off, which would make class sizes balloon across all grade levels. Grades 1 through 3 would go up to 37 kids per class. Grades 4 through 8 up to 40 students. Dave, imagine that, 40 fourth graders in a single class. In high school, the number could go up to 41.
It's even worse than that.
It is. $5.5 million could be cut from the special ed budget. $9.6 million could be cut from the building maintenance budget. This would mean staff would respond only to emergencies. Guidance counselors and nurses would continue to be premiums across the district, as would funds for books and supplies. The cuts go on and on. Hite says essentially schools would be like empty shells.
And so the SRC's message was delivered loud and clear last night. Any indication 24 hours on that it's working?
Well, right now the plan in City Council revolves around the city's extension, like I said, of the 1% sales tax. Council President Clark has been hoping to divide the revenues between the city's underfunded pension system and schools and make up the difference with a new city tax on cigarettes. But the cigarette tax needs a blessing from the state legislature, and that's been a non-starter for a year. Just recently, council decided that if the cigarette tax doesn't come through, all the sales tax money will go to schools. So in response to yesterday's action, Clark essentially said, we've already done our part.
That's for the city. Now how about the state's part?
Well, I did get a chance to catch up with Charles Zogby, Governor Corbett's budget secretary, earlier today. You know, he emphasized the fact that, you know, the state has to finalize its own budget by the end of June. In the meantime, he said there's a lot of fluidity and that all options are on the table. But finding more money for schools, he said, is going to be extremely difficult given the state's own budget gap, which is currently hovering between $1.3 and $1.5 billion.
Everybody's strapped for cash, including our families who continue to struggle. So we, you know, the governor has to take that into account as well as he goes about his decision making.
I did ask Zogby point blank if he thought schools should open in September if the district still only has the funding to provide kids with what Hite describes as empty shells.
I don't want to address the empty shells. District has an obligation to open the schools, to serve the kids the best that they can. With the resources that they have. I don't think just shuttering the schools and leaving 200,000 kids at home or somewhere other than schools is a solution.
Wow. Seems like there's still a lot to sort out before the end of June.
Let's put it this way, Dave. If I had kids in the district, which I don't, I'd be very worried right now. But remember, it's an election year, and 30 days in Harrisburg is a long time, so there just may be a glimmer of hope.
Thanks for joining us, Kevin.
You bet, Dave.
Kevin McCurry, WHYY education reporter on Newsworks Tonight.